That's what, to me, at first glance, this seems to be about, is you've got a job, you've got terms and conditions, your boss turns around and says, oh, no, you don't, you'll do what you're told, or you can jog on. If that was you, you'd be furious. And I'd be furious on your behalf, and lots of people would be furious on your behalf, and they'd all be completely ignored by the mainstream media and called communists by the usual suspects. It's like the taxi drivers, and guys, girls, you know I love you, and you know I love what you do, and you know I'm sticking up for you every chance I get, but you're not exactly at the front of the queue when it comes for sticking up to everybody else, are you? When it comes to sticking up for striking teachers or striking tube workers who are suffering exactly what you're suffering. They signed up for something and then their employers retrospectively try to rewrite the terms of engagement. Firefighters with regard to their pensions and their fitness tests. Teachers with regards to their pensions and their work-life balance, their working practices. Taxi drivers with regards to the simple, inalienable fact that they are supposed to be the only people on British roads allowed to charge their passengers according to a meter. And they're not anymore. Unbelievable. But not unbelievable, because so much effort is being put into persuading us that the people causing us problems live next door to us or below us on the food chain. Whatever you do, don't look up. That makes you a politics of envy person. How many people do you know that if their boss tries to shaft them at breakfast can actually shaft back by lunchtime? Seriously, if your boss takes a swing at you today, metaphorically speaking, how many people do you know that can take a swing back? Come on, speak up. How many people do you know? The boss says, oh, sorry, we need you to do this. I've got to pick the kids up. I don't care. How many people do you know? If the boss takes a swing at them today, they can take a swing straight back. So how come, as a country, we are so easily persuaded that the tiny number of workers who can still take a swing back are the enemy? I've looked at the tube strike detail, and we'll look at it together now. You, I've said before, are stupid if you're opposed to all strikes without thinking about them. You are equally stupid if you are in favour of all strikes without really thinking about them. That's the world they want. It's the world they're creating. It's a strike, it must be wrong. Or you're a lazy lefty. It's a strike, it must be right. Now, I don't know for sure who's in the right and who's in the wrong on this. But I know historically I wouldn't trust Boris Johnson as much as I would if I was married to him. OK? Tube drivers don't necessarily strike me as people dedicated to the destruction of this city or people who put their own egotistical self-interest above that of their passengers or voters in the case of the mayor. So I don't know who's got their right on their side on this one. I'm leaning towards the drivers, but that might be a result of my prejudices and principles. What I really don't know is how we have ended up hating people who can still take a swing back at their boss. We've been reduced to craven, forelock-tugging peasants who have to do what we're told because if we don't, well, there's someone else will take the job, or you can get something else to do, or you're indulging in the politics of envy, or you're a champagne socialist. We have created a society in which employers now enjoy more control over our lives than at any point since the Second World War. They even want to take away our health service. We're still voting for them. We've created a country in which when the boss says jump, you can't say no, you can't say yes, you can only say how high. Unless you're a member of a half-decent union, like the teachers are, like the firefighters are, and like the tube drivers are.